The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. So let's jump right on in. Here's an audiobook recommendation for you. Dig Deep with Truly by Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie shares his story like never before in the candid narration of his memoir, Truly. From his early days in Alabama, to his groundbreaking years with the Commodores, to his role as a judge on American Idol, Richie vividly recounts the moments that shaped his life and career. He opens up about his biggest triumphs, challenges, and how music still affects him today. The book offers an intimate, behind-the-scenes look at the life of a legendary artist and inspires everyone to chase their dreams. Listen September 30th on Audible. One from Real Simple, three smart uses for chalk. Want some surprising tricks for this old-school staple? Right this way. First, remove grease stains from clothing. If you got a little vinaigrette on your shirt at lunch, chalk it up to a case of the whoopsies, then grab an actual piece of chalk. Most chalk is made of calcium carbonate, which is incredibly absorbent. That's why it makes your hands feel so dry. You can rub the stuff over the stain and watch it soak up the oil. The resulting dust will get brown and cruddy. Brush it off and repeat as needed before laundering as usual. Next, keep silver from tarnishing. Those absorbent properties also make chalk great for protecting your silver. When silver is exposed to environmental sulfur found in all sorts of things, including the dampish air we breathe, the chemical reaction causes tarnish. Put some chalk in the bag or box so it can help absorb moisture and keep your silver nice and pretty. And get a grip on screws. You know how when you play pool, you get to use that cube of blue chalk? Arguably the most fun part of the game. No, we're not good at pool. The dust increases friction between the Q-tip and the cue ball, allowing for better control. It has the same effect on screwdrivers. If yours keeps slipping off a screw, scrape the tip along a stick of chalk and try again. Here's a scam to be aware of. Avoid Social Security fakers. Got an email from Social Security? Scammers are sending phony alerts saying your statement is ready and urging you to click a link to view it. But the Social Security Administration never asks you to log in via email links. Instead, always access your account by typing ssa.gov/myaccount, M-Y-A-C-C-O-U-N-T, directly into your browser. You would never wake up and let 100 people into your bedroom before you showered or brushed your teeth. But when you look at your phone first thing in the morning, you're letting 100 people into your mind when you end up chasing dopamine the rest of the day. Just give your brain 10 minutes to wake up. If you do that, your whole day will be different and you'll have less anxiety. Try it for 7 days and you will feel so much better. That's from Jay Shetty, best-selling author and host of the podcast On Purpose, who has more willpower than we do. I'll spell his last name, S-H-E-T-T-Y, the podcast On Purpose. And obviously he's an author as well. Here's some money and savings solutions from Susie Orman. She's on a mission to help you secure your financial future. She's also the host of the Women and Money podcast and author of The Ultimate Retirement Guide for 50 Plus. Orman, O-R-M-A-N, her last name. Question, should I contribute to my 401k even though it doesn't have a match? Are there better accounts for my money? And Susie says, if your employer doesn't match your 401k, hopefully you have two more choices. A Roth 401k if your employer offers one, and a Roth IRA if you qualify based on your income. Here's what you need to know. First, the best retirement account, in my opinion, regardless of your income, is a Roth. Give up the tax write-off today so your money grows tax-free and is withdrawn tax-free in retirement. It also passes to your beneficiaries tax-free. My favorite of them all is a Roth IRA. To contribute the max in 2025, that's $7,000 if you're under 50, or $8,000 if you're 50 or older, your modified adjusted gross income must be below $150,000 for a single person or head of household, $256,000 if you're married filing jointly, and $10,000 if you're married filing separately. The Roth IRA offers key advantages over the Roth 401k, especially the ability to withdraw your original contributions at any time, tax and penalty free, no matter your age or how long the funds have been there. And that's not true with a Roth 401k. And here's the great news. You can have both accounts. For those who have maxed out a Roth IRA or earn too much to contribute, the next logical step is the Roth 401k. It has no income limits, making it a powerful option for higher earners. Even without a match, the Roth 401k offers tax-free growth and higher contribution limits. In 2025, those limits are $23,500 if you're under 50, $31,000 if 50-plus, including a $7,500 catch-up, and $34,750 if your age is 60 to 63, with the expanded catch-up of $11,250. Don't forget, you can roll over funds from a Roth 401k into a Roth IRA later. This gives you more flexibility, especially if your financial situation changes. The best retirement move? Do both. A Roth IRA and a Roth 401k if you're eligible. Whatever you choose, automate it. Set up direct deposit and pay yourself first. Question. I'm worried my outstanding student loans will affect my Social Security benefits. Is there anything I can do to protect my checks from getting garnished? And Susie says, this is only a concern if your loans are in default. The federal government is ramping up efforts to collect on defaulted loans, and yes, they can garnish your Social Security checks. That's right, up to 15% of your monthly benefit can be taken if you're in default. But the good news is you have options. If you're in default, you'll get a notice. Here's what you can do. First, reach out for assistance. Call the Default Resolution Group. That number is 1-800-621-3115. Talk to them about your situation. They can explain your options. And trust me, you have more than you think. Next, consider loan rehabilitation. This is a program where you make 9 out of 10 on-time payments. The amount can be very low. Once you do this, your loan is out of default, you get your benefits back, and your default is removed from your credit report. That's a win-win. Next, look into consolidation. You can combine your loans into a new one, and you're immediately eligible for new repayment plans. Just know that consolidation doesn't remove the default from your credit history. Next, see if you can make your case. If you're struggling, you can ask for a hardship hearing. Bring documentation, medical bills, proof of dependence, and anything that shows your financial situation. And last, get into an income-driven plan. If you're not in default, stay on top of your payments and apply for an income-driven repayment plan. These plans base your payments on what you can afford, not what the government wants. For more info on these options, visit studentaid.gov. I'll spell that studentaid.gov/IDR. The books list. There's 3 recommendations. First, A Gripping Journey. In Amity is the book by Nathan Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, who also wrote The Sweetness of Water. It's 1866, just after the Civil War, and siblings Coleman and June are technically emancipated. But June has been forced to go to Mexico with their former enslaver. Mr. Harper while Coleman is in New Orleans working for the Harper family and praying for his sister's return. When a letter from Mr. Harper arrives summoning Coleman to join them, the novel takes readers on a riveting voyage through the desert as Coleman and June struggle to find each other and ultimately their freedom. Next, a piece about Friends Till the End. The Wilderness is the book, the highly anticipated second novel by National Book Award finalist Angela Flournoy, F-L-O-U-R-N-O-Y, who also wrote The Turner House. This features five black women navigating the twisty road from young adulthood to middle age. The story unfolds over the course of 20 years as Desiree, Danielle, January, Monique, and Nakia face various challenges, all set up against the messy backdrop of 21st century American life. Their commitment to one another is the through line, revealing how long friendships sustain us during all our ups and downs. And last, a big-hearted tale. Lakota, Wisconsin is a quiet place until Gabrielle comes along. Born weighing 18 pounds, I guess it's Gabriel, he possesses unheard-of physical gifts, seems to communicate with animals, and is 8 feet tall by the time he's a teenager. Everywhere he goes, people pay attention, much to the dismay of his private Amish grandparents who are raising him. After a football coach discovers Gabriel, the resulting adventures change a community. The book, Life and Death and Giants, by Ron Rindo, R-I-N-D-O, reads as a legit food-for-the-soul kind of novel, poignant and funny. Little health tip here. Question, I have a slow thyroid. What type of exercise will help me feel better? Their answer, exercise can boost your thyroid function by helping to optimize levels of thyroid hormones such as TSH, T4, and T3. But I advise avoiding strenuous exercise since a report published in the journal Neuroendocrinology Letters suggests taxing workouts can increase the stress hormone cortisol to suppress thyroid hormone production. Instead, I recommend opting for easy activities like cycling, dancing, or walking. A study in the journal Advances in Rehabilitation found that women with hyperthyroidism who walked at low to moderate intensity for 30 minutes three times weekly experienced significant increases in thyroid function after 12 weeks. Plus, they enjoyed notable improvements in sleep and mood quality. Another good option, yoga. In an internal journal of Applied Ayurved Research Investigation, people with hypothyroidism who participated in 2 to 3 45-minute yoga sessions per week normalized their TSH levels within 6 months. And an Indian analysis of 8 studies concluded that yoga was effective at improving hypothyroid patients' overall quality of life. But no matter what activity or activities you choose, bear in mind that it's important to listen to your body and scale back if exercise triggers extreme fatigue. Here's from Woman's World. The sound I find most comforting is, and they've got three people's opinions. First, the laughter of children, especially my own. That's someone from Fishkill, New York. Next, the beautiful sound of my wind chimes on a windy day. That's a woman from Phoenix. And my neighborhood church bells ringing. That's someone from Janesville, Wisconsin. To maximize results, pick the diet that suits you best. While there isn't one perfect diet for walking off weight, there probably is a perfect eating style for you. Experts say it's any approach that helps you keep portions healthy, but still feels energizing and effortless. That might mean using an app like MyFitnessPal or a program like Weight Watchers. But since many of us prefer less measuring and tracking, we've got three science-backed options for you to consider. First, just eat plants. Enjoy unlimited, unprocessed plants like produce, beans, and whole grains. Studies show you'll feel full on 689 fewer calories a day and slim down beautifully. Option 2, think protein, aiming for 100 to 120 grams of protein a day, has been shown to trigger biochemical changes that make you eat 441 fewer calories a day without trying. And option 3, clock watch. Eat only in an 8-hour window each day, say 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's proven to optimize hormones in a way that takes off 2 times more weight than a low-calorie diet. An instant awe for you? It's just a quick quote. Nostalgia. That's the autumn dreaming through September. Just a million lovely things I will always remember. And that was from Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Morning rituals that boost longevity. Research shows 3 simple morning pleasures, including easy tweaks to habits you already enjoy, can keep you at peak healthiness for years to come. First, one of my faves, sing in the shower. Channel your inner Adele as you suds up, and you may live longer and healthier. Singing boosts lung health. Something researchers at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute found is the single best predictor of living healthy into old age. In fact, the researchers found it plays an even bigger role than genetics, diet, or exercise. That's because belting out tunes builds respiratory muscles that support lungs, helping keep them in top shape. Next, enjoy your Java. Well, they are really playing to my strengths today. Can't start your day without coffee? Your Java habit could be helping you age better, according to 2 new studies. Tulane University scientists found that early day sippers lived notably longer and were 31% less likely to die of cardiovascular disease than those who didn't drink coffee at all or who drank it later in the day. Not only is coffee packed with health-promoting compounds, its caffeine also boosts metabolism, which may help protect long-term health. And stride into the day. A JAMA internal medicine study of people aged 40 to 85 found that just 10 minutes of walking a day boosted healthy lifespan by 7%. Bump it up to 30 minutes and that benefit climbs to 17%. One smart tweak? Pretend you're running late. An American Journal of Preventive Medicine study found that moving at this pace for an hour a week, that's about 9 minutes a day, makes you 85% less likely to develop a mobility disability, and you stay more independent in old age. Seems like it's always allergy season anymore, right? One kind or another. To get relief from bothersome itching and sneezing, simply snack on 2 cups of red grapes a day. These gems are packed with quercetin, a compound that acts as a powerful antihistamine. More good news, researchers in the journal Food Science and Nutrition say red grapes contain resveratrol, another allergy-taming dynamo that helps immune cells in their airways stay calm when they encounter pollen. How about that? Wednesday, October 1st, is National Pumpkin Spice Day. So treat yourself. Celebrate fall with this cool and creamy pumpkin-flavored sip from the Test Kitchen. This is their quick recipe for how to make a pumpkin spice smoothie. This actually makes 2 pumpkin spice smoothies. In a blender, mix 1 banana, 1/2 cup non-fat Greek yogurt, 1/2 cup of almond milk, 2/3 of a cup pumpkin puree, 2 tablespoons maple syrup, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice, and 1 cup of water. Cover and blend. Divide among 2 glasses. Top with whipped cream and sprinkles if desired. Well, that would make it into a dessert, which, you know, I'm not opposed to. And cheers to autumn. If you love sipping spiced apple cider this time of year, we do, then you'll love this recipe from the Woman's World Mixologist, which gives the drink a delicious adult twist. This is to make an apple cider cocktail. Oh, and this recipe actually makes 6. So invite some friends. Bring 6 cups of apple cider to a simmer. Then add 6 chai tea bags. Remove from heat and let cool. Remove the tea bags and pour into a pitcher. Just before serving, dip the rims of 6 glasses into maple syrup and then into sugar. Fill the glasses with ice, spiced cider, and 1 ounce of dark rum per glass. Garnish with apple slices and mint. This serves 6. From Woman's Way, I've got skewers, 4 ways, 4 little recipes to make skewers for main dishes. Here we go. Pesto, shrimp, and zucchini skewers. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 1 pound large peeled and deveined shrimp, 1 medium zucchini sliced into half moons, 1 tablespoon olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, and 1/3 cup of pesto, divided. Heat your grill to medium high. In a large bowl, toss the shrimp and zucchini with oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Thread onto skewers and grill, turning occasionally until shrimp is opaque throughout, 4 to 5 minutes. Brush with 2 tablespoons of the pesto and serve with the remaining pesto in a bowl for dipping. Next one, salmon and asparagus skewers. This also 20 minutes active in total time, and this serves 4. We need 1 pound skinless salmon fillet cut into 1.5-inch pieces, 2 bunches of scallions, white and light green parts only, cut into 1.5-inch pieces, 8-ounce thin asparagus trimmed and cut into 2-inch pieces, and 2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper. Heat grill to medium high. In a large bowl, toss the salmon, scallions, and asparagus with the oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Thread onto 2 parallel skewers and grill, turning occasionally until salmon is opaque throughout, 4 to 6 minutes. I think I see what they're saying. Each skewer, they're being paired up, so in order to make 4, you use 8 skewers. Sweet and spicy beef and broccoli skewers. Again, active in total time, 20 minutes, and it serves 4. 2 tablespoons gochujang, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon honey, 1.5 pounds strip or sirloin steak cut into 1.5-inch pieces, 1 small head of broccoli cut into medium-sized florets, 2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, and sesame seeds for sprinkling. Heat grill to medium-high. In a small bowl, whisk together the gochujang, vinegar, and honey. In a large bowl, toss beef and broccoli with the oil and, you guessed it, 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Thread onto skewers and grill, turning occasionally until steak is cooked to desired doneness, 8 to 10 minutes if you want medium rare, more or less depending. Baste with sauce during the last 3 minutes of grilling. Sprinkle with sesame seeds if desired. And the last one, chicken, pepper, and pineapple skewers. Active and total time on this one is 25 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breast or thighs, cut into 1.5-inch pieces, 2 tablespoons olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 8 ounces of fresh pineapple cut into 1-inch chunks, 6 mini peppers, mixed colors, cut into 1-inch pieces, 1/2 small red onion, cut into 1-inch thick wedges, then halved crosswise. Heat your grill to medium-high. In a large bowl, toss chicken with oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper to coat. Fold in pineapple, peppers, and onion. Thread onto the skewers, separating onion layers and using only 2 at a time between chicken, pineapple, and peppers. Grill, turning occasionally until chicken is cooked through, 8 to 12 minutes. And then they offer a little test kitchen tip. If you're using bamboo skewers, they can burn. So soak a big batch of them in water for at least 30 minutes before threading your ingredients on. Spear long, skinny veggies like scallions and asparagus on two parallel skewers, half inch or so apart, to keep them from twisting while grilling. And take a mini vacation at home. Enjoy a beer cocktail inspired by Voyager Brewing Company and look at one of Grand Marais, Minnesota's museums. I'm intrigued. Here's the cocktail first. Orange Shandy. We need 18 ounces of water. Well, we all have that. 12 ounces of orange juice, a third of a cup of sugar, and 3 12-ounce bottles of pale ale. In a pitcher, stir together the first three ingredients, then top with ale. Garnish with sliced oranges and a few drops of bitters, optional, and this serves 6. And take a virtual tour of the Cook County History Museum. You know, while you're sipping on your shandy, get a closer look at the museum's fascinating exhibits and informational posters with a virtual tour. Visit cookcountyhistory.org/virtual-tours. I'll spell it. cookcountyhistory.org/virtual-tours. And a dessert for you, fudgy mug cake. Just 10 minutes is all it takes to whip up this individual-sized treat that bakes up right in the microwave. Here's what we need. 3/4 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips, melted. 1/2 cup of butter, melted. 4 eggs, beaten. 1/2 cup of milk. 1/2 teaspoon almond extract. 3/4 cup all-purpose flour. 1/2 cup superfine sugar. 1 teaspoon baking powder, and whipped cream and cocoa powder, optional. Now, if that sounds like a bulky amount, you're right. Even though this is individual mug cake, this serves 6, so it makes 6 individual mug cakes. Here's how we do it. In a medium bowl, whisk together the chocolate and butter. 1 at a time, whisk in the eggs, followed by milk and the vanilla or the almond extract. Then whisk in flour, sugar, and baking powder. Divide this mixture evenly among 6 8-ounce microwave-safe mugs. Then microwave 1.5 minutes or until puffed and cooked through in the center. Cool slightly. If desired, top with whipped cream and sprinkle with cocoa powder. And then they even offer an easy variation on this to make it minty. Substitute in peppermint extract for the almond and top with crushed starlight mints. How about that? Active and total time on this is only 10 minutes, so I think you are able to cook your 6 all in the microwave at the same time. Sounds pretty quick and easy. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.